The leader of the Lansing, Michigan-based punk band appearing in the Twin Cities this weekend says she left corporate America 15 years ago to follow her true love, music. Misky D. Rodriguez and City Mouse appear at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow. She and bass player Nicholas Richard joined GLT's John Norton via Skype. Rodriguez also fronts the group. She says leaving her mundane job with a building materials sales company in Southern California to do music full-time with City Mouse was a no-brainer.
My only regret, honestly, would be not doing this, like, not starting this path when I was, like, 15. Like, I wish I never would have done any of the other stuff. I wish I never would have gone to school for so long. I wish I never would have, like, gotten, like, had these corporate jobs for so long. I feel like music is what really, really, like, keeps me sane and happy and helps me through every aspect of my life. Maybe things wouldn't have turned out the same. Maybe the songs wouldn't have had the same inspirations or whatever. So I feel like I wish I would have done this for longer.
Do you think it's possible that you know that you've done the right thing because you did the wrong thing?
I definitely think about that all the time. I don't think that any of us would be the same without, like, failures and disappointments and just experiences. You know, we all kind of, a lot of us go through a lot of the same things, like death and loss. We can't avoid those kind of things. They all definitely shape who you are.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to compare this experience, you know, if you wouldn't have gone to corporate America, right?
Yeah, I feel like that exercise song where it says, there's no day worth forgetting, it's the dust that makes up the star, I think is, like, pretty much a good metaphor for that.
And if you're picking up the pieces, just remember that.
This is a really interesting song. Seems like an exercise in affirmation.
Definitely. I feel like that's basically the whole song. It's definitely about, like, I guess finding a respect for who you are without really going through any kind of transformation. Like, just realizing that, you know, your true self rather than, like, you know, being one thing and then becoming another. Just kind of, like, realizing who you are and being happy with that and proud of that.
You're gonna make it because you have to. You're gonna do it because you want to. You're gonna find everything you're looking for, just waiting for you before your eyes close.
Well, it seems like anybody in the arts and music included is trying to work through things. They're trying to express themselves, maybe work things out. Punk, I guess the stereotype is they really got to work things out, right?
I feel like when it comes to punk rock, like, it's definitely has been a type of music that has grown out of a necessity for people to be able to access, like, the music industry. Like, you know, you're not, like, some rich person who has, like, a publicist and agents and stuff like that. Like, anybody can put out a punk record. That whole scene was very accepting to me, as it's been accepting to many, many, many different kinds of people, like, no matter, like, how different they are from each other or from the mainstream. And I feel like that's just kind of, you know, when you're looking for acceptance, I feel like no one has their arms more open wide than punk rock. That's why I migrated there. And then, you know, and that's kind of why I stay here.
That's Misky D. Rodriguez from City Mouse, who plays Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Friday night. Also joining us via Skype, bass player Nicholas Richard. Now, Nick, I'll get to you in just a sec. Hang on. Misky, you just mentioned punk being an accepting scene, and that's why you were so drawn to it. Yet even punk, and especially the music scene in general, is, you know, females constitute such a small sliver of the population compared to males. Why is this still a thing?
I mean, I feel like it's just, like, you know, a reflection of just basically the times and the world and everything. I feel like we've always been making the same sound, but people haven't been hearing. And I feel like that's changing and people are finally barely starting to catch up. Even though it seems sometimes like things are radically changing, like, I still feel like they're always kind of just been slowly changing. I love seeing that. You know, I don't want to be like, I had to do this and I had to do that. You know, like, I'm really happy when, like, women are given, like, opportunities that I didn't have. And I'm happy to see it moving forward. And I hope that, like, it moves faster and faster.
Sometimes I dream that the sun will never rise. We'll all be terrified. It's the color in our eyes. But then I scream and suddenly realize that it'll be all right. Because we don't need our sight to sing along to all our favorite songs.
Nicholas, I want to go to you now. By the way, the song is A New Dawn from the latest by City Mouse called Get Right. This is GLT Sound Ideas. Nicholas Richard, the bass player in the band. You are a bass player in a punk band led by a female. Is there a stigma attached to that anymore?
I think it's definitely gotten better, and there's a lot of, like, bubbles of understanding and acceptance no matter what. We're encountering people who need to be better and behave better and, like, be more accepting. I've been playing with Miski for a long time, but I've been playing with a female drummer with one of my bands since I was 17. And it's still, like, a novelty, and people don't, I don't know, like, they may think that they mean well in the way that they talk to women in the punk scene. They miss the point a lot. And tokenize it and or are disrespectful. But I think a lot of people are getting better about calling it out or trying to change their behavior. I guess if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make in that you have been playing with females for a long time. Is there a difference playing, and we'll stay with punk music, is there a difference playing with females in a punk band than all males?
I think it's definitely on a person-to-person basis. Like, I really never saw playing with Miski or this drummer, Hattie is her name. I think it would be very inappropriate to look at, to really try to overanalyze that I'm playing with a female necessarily. I more see, like, Miski's, like, a very strong songwriter, and, you know, I tried to compliment her style of guitar playing or let her vocals be the focus point of the songs. Whereas this particular, like, City Mouse currently has a female drummer as well. I don't think there's any sort of, like, feminine energy to the drum playing. I think they're just really good drummers.
Yeah, we'll sing a song together of a new.
Well, let's get to another song on the album. Get Right is the album from City Mouse, and Miski, I'll go back to you. Guardians is the song I want to go into. Let me play just a little bit of it.
There is no heaven, there is no hell, there are no wings, there are no bells, no one looks down from above, there are no guardians of love.
Now, is this you speaking, or is it another character you're speaking through on this song?
No, I don't think there's any song where it's ever, like, really, like, a character. Like, I feel most of my songs are pretty personal.
Yeah.
That one's definitely really, really personal, and it's just honestly, it's about my dog dying.
Really?
She was, like, kind of, like, over the years, I've moved a lot, and I've had, like, a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, she was kind of, like, the only really stable thing that was in my life for, like, over 10 years, and she died, in 2012. And that song was written about her.
So where does the rejection of heaven and hell and the whole non-religious idea of the song come from then?
It's just very much like she's just gone. Like, there's just nothing I can do to, like, reconnect, you know? It's just thinking about, like, the pain of just loss, basically, and just what you can do, like, to get through it and or not get through it, you know, what you can do to remember.
To ash and dust, to dust.